ahead and get started. It was a competitive game like we thought it would be against Wofford. I had deep concerns going into the ball game with the physical condition of our football team and also knowing past histories of how Wofford plays. And it turned out to be a little bit closer than maybe what I thought, but the type of game did not surprise me. And so much credit to our opponents there. I thought they came out and had a good game plan. There's some things that we got exposed on. We had to make some adjustments. I thought we learned a lot about our football team during the course of the game, and certainly the last two-minute drive, I think, is something that we're really going to benefit from. And so we'll build on that. And we're going to utilize this week to work hard on fundamentals, and quite frankly, we need to get healed up. I mean, we were really super thin in a lot of positions going into this ball game, and I was deeply concerned if we would have enough playmakers and enough depth to get through a physical game, but we knew Wofford would play physical, and they certainly did. So it was a good win. There are things on the tape that, you know, we need to improve on, but that does not minimize the fact of overcoming some adversity and winning the game. I talked to our football team last week going into it. Our whole main objective was to get to 1-0. I said, we've got a bye week coming up. We'll get healed up. I think there's going to be a ton of players who were not able to play last game will be available against Boise. And that's going to have a different makeup in our roster, and also have a different makeup of the things that we can do both offensively, defensively, and in the kicking game as well. And so a good win. Certainly there's things we can do better, but that's not to minimize, you know, the old adage, well, a win is a win. No, that was an important win. We set 2-2 with our non-conference schedule behind us now, and now we go into our preparations for what we're really striving for is to win our conference championship. And as you saw the scores this last weekend by a lot of members within our conference, I think we're doing pretty doggone well nationally. And that the teams that we'll be playing in the future here are excellent football teams. We'll spend some time on Boise this week, but really we're going to work on ourselves. So at this time, questions. Yes.
When you talk about the last drive, to see the way Tyler responded, particularly after the interception,
mm-hmm.
he seemed to remain fairly calm with what he needed. Focused on what you can do.
I think you're accurate there. First of all, he took a heck of a hit, and we got to correct that. And he was in his middle of his throwing motion; it hadn't started yet. But to come up with an interception at that time of the game, I think that's going to shake a quarterback up, not only physically but mentally. And then to operate that last drive, I believe it was 80 yards, pretty tight timeline. You have to be doing all kinds of things correct, managing the clock, managing protections, getting the first, second, third reads with your progression. And I thought he really showed up well. Those things you try to replicate in practice, or sometimes, we did a nice job at the end of the first half, so I think that's one of his best attributes. I had a good conversation with him this morning. And, he's going to really benefit from that, and our football team's going to benefit from that as well. Yes, Robert.
You have this bye week, but what guys are you hoping to maybe get back next week? And are there any guys that you won't have back?
The list is so long, Robert. I don't have it with me. I talked to Tim Harkins before I came in. That's why we didn't even release the depth chart, because he had so many oars in there. It was a pretty lengthy list. However, I can point to a couple guys. We're in hopes that Austin Fort will be back. I think Nico Evans should be back. Tyler Hall, we'll see as we go. C.J. Colden, there's a whole list of guys, but I think the most promising guys would probably be Austin Ford and Nico right now.
You say Evans should be back. Is that going to be a part to getting this run game going? 3.3 yards per carry against Wofford.
Well, you're throwing out those numbers. You're on top of it. Yep. Thank you for reminding me of that. We want to run the ball 3.3 yards.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'll be nice. I think there's two things. First of all, the running back does make a difference, and we really had to choose what runs we did last week because, we had one running back who had any experience. Now, we had some other guys that were prepping, but Wofford did a nice job. But we need to run the football better, but Nico is our best runner. And there's a reason why he was at the top of the depth chart. And so it'll be great to have him back, and I think we certainly need to generate more yards rushing. That's not our MO to not be balanced, and so we need to increase those yardage. So certainly a good player running the football is going to be helpful. Yes.
Could you address the physical nature and the games you've played the last few? Is there something that you do? Obviously, can't do it now in the middle of the season, but in the future about, you know, being a little healthier and gearing up for some of these physical games?
The overarching answer to that is recruiting and developing depth, because you're going to we have a formula where we're planning to play, you know, a couple quote autonomous five. I won't use the word power five. But to do some home-and-homes. I think our fans deserve that. It certainly speaks well to our program, and that means to do that, you've got to take those trips to where we were at. And so we plan on playing this type of schedule. It'd be nice to maybe have some space in between them, but nonetheless, they're going to be there, and a lot of these contracts have been set years from now. And so we're going to make an active role to continue to recruit at depth. You know, our first couple of years, it was hard for us even to get 85 scholarships. You know, we were able to slide some scholarships around and award some aid to some walk-ons. But when you start to look at trying to get to 85, and that's when you really fortify your depth, and that comes from recruiting and building a walk-on program to where you're going to have injuries. Now, I can tell you the stretch between Wazoo and then the Missouri one, that was tough. But we're going to have those in the future, and so we've got to be on the front of the curve. I thought we were in pretty good shape, but this we took more of a licking than what we'd like. And you know, and you back that up by playing somebody like Wofford. I mean, I just knowing the nature of that, there was deep concern that I had as a head football coach and a lot of our assistants, because that was going to be a physical game as well. And, you know, if you walked out there on the field and you saw the physical stature of those guys, I get their FCS. I've seen them take Clemson and South Carolina to the mat before, too. So it was going to be that type of game. And so we got a long-range plan. We're going to have more of these type games in the future. Yes.
As you get into your conference part of your season, how would you kind of assess after the four games of maybe the strengths or things you like about this team and the major concerns?
Right.
Not weaknesses, but concerns moving forward.
Well, first of all, going into the year, we felt like we had a tremendous amount of experience on defense. And I think we've been tested there. You know, we came out of the gate against New Mexico State, who had the optics on the outside was a real prolific offense, and you know, I thought our guys were really dominant in that game, and certainly our offense helped. But then we ran into two really, really talented offensive football teams, and that's going to make us better. Our numbers were not anywhere close to where they need to be, but those things expose some areas where we need to address and improve on. I think our pass rush is something that we have got to improve on. Last week was not an indication that style of offense, but we've got to improve on our pass rush. I mean, I think we've got some talented players up there. You know, certainly some things in the secondary we've got to improve there. You know, our quarterback is a work in progress. He made progress last week in a tough situation. And so we're, I would say, pleased, marginally pleased, maybe. I mean, he's got some work to do to improve. Our completion percentage went up, and that's a credit to our receivers, our protection, and our quarterback. But I think we're doing a fairly good job taking care of the football, and we'd like to get a couple more takeaways. Our place kicking has been outstanding. Our punting has been somewhat of a mixed bag, and our coverage units, I think, have been good. We need to probably get some more explosive returns. So, you know, we're 2-2. I don't know how everybody, if you set your calendar home in the summer and you go through and you kind of speculate where you'd be, I'm not going to comment where I thought we would be, but I think 2-2 is, you know, a position where we know a lot more about our football team right now, Robert, and we're going to get ready to get in the meat of conference play.
You just mentioned the secondary. You have Andrew Winger in that third quarter making the pick in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a game changer right there for you. So can you maybe harp on what he needs to improve? Or that
yeah. I think he needs to make sure he doesn't get a personal foul.
Greg, a lot was made of Tyler of building on that performance in that last 2 minutes. But what does a drive like that do for a team to be able to win a game like that?
I think it sends a message of confidence. You know, nothing builds success like success. And for Tyler to be back there and operating a 2-minute drill in a tough scenario where you've got to score and it can't be a field goal, you got to score a touchdown. And for him to deliver, and you know, not everything just was drawn up exactly perfect. He had to improvise and do some things with the football. He took care of the football. He took care of the time on the clock, and he didn't get rattled. And so I think it sent a message to him that he can do it, and it also sends a message to our whole football team that you know, he can operate a 2-minute drill and good. That's a long ways to go. It wasn't like we got the ball on the 40-yard line and threw the ball in the end zone a couple times. It was good for a youngster.
Greg, I imagine will you practice like you normally would this week as far as what you'll do, and then I imagine you were the staff be out recruiting as well on this bye week.
A little bit of a mix. We'll probably do less contact than what we've had in the previous years, Robert, and some of it is just because of where we're at. And I think we'll have some padded practices, but most of the stuff will be some non-padded work, working on some fundamentals and getting our position right. We will utilize the week also in recruiting, so we're trying to cram a lot of things in, and most staffs do that. We're probably going to cut back on the amount of banging that we've done simply because of that long list that we had, and I think we'll get some of those guys back.
Coach, when you talk about bringing a lot of guys back from injury and getting ready for a conference schedule, are there any concerns with timing or chemistry with some of these players who might have spent some time getting back in on the team and getting some reps?
Mm-hmm. You know, I really don't think so. I think that through this, most of the guys that we're asking to play that have been out have played a pretty significant amount of time. And so I think we can get that back in sync fairly quickly. That's a good question, though. We'll do some work, not only this week, but certainly earlier in the week. Next week we'll adjust our schedule. We'll be more aggressive at the beginning part of the week than what we normally have been. Now, some of that's going to be contingent upon where some of these guys are at. We think a lot of the guys are going to be available and ready to play against Boise, but you don't play a program like that by showing up and saying, hey, on Thursday, coach, I'm ready to go, put me in. I mean, that's going to take some reps, but we have the, I don't want to say the luxury, because they're in the same situation we're in, to have some extra time.
Greg, you mentioned that postgame Saturday, you didn't have 17 anymore. You've got 18 now.
Yeah.
I'm curious, how much have you talked to Tyler this summer, mm-hmm. about maybe not trying to be Josh Young, just kind of be his own self?
I had a good conversation with him this morning, about some of the attributes that I see with him. Brent Vegan does a great job coaching him. I learned a long time ago you don't want too many guys talking to the quarterback, but there's some attributes that I see that are really encouraging and some things that I encourage him to maybe, improve on. And so, love Josh Allen to death. It's great to see. I know they didn't get off to a great start, but we have 18, and 18 can do some good things, and he's our guy. Yes?
On the subject of him, when you talk about the confidence from that final two drives,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think it was more for the confidence of his teammates and what he's capable of doing, or more in his confidence?
I think it's kind of a draw there. I mean, certainly when you're out there and you're having to operate that and you succeed, those experiences embed a great deal of confidence. Along with that, though, a quarterback's play is so contingent upon so many of the others around them. And when a guy steps in the huddle and then spouts out the formation, there's a sense of, hey, let's get up and go. And past experiences lend themselves to better success. So it's a win-win from that standpoint. And, while it may have been more comfortable for the old ball coach like myself to win by 21 and maybe some of our fans, I think that there's a silver lining in the fact that we got tested right there. Number 18 got tested, and he answered the bell.
Is that encouraging to you to have so many players out and then see so many of your younger players step up mm-hmm. and rise to that occasion?
It was probably not an ideal situation, but it was great to see a lot of those players out there who, you know, have not played very much and that were playing in really critical times and having to make plays. And so that certainly builds depth. You know, I was concerned about not coming up with a win. You know, I told all our guys, heck, the heck how you feel at the beginning of the week, last week. We got to figure out a way to get to 1-0. Let's do what we can to win the game. And so we counted on a lot of guys who were younger players that played meaningful time, and we won.
Coach, you've had four games now to evaluate the freshman, that running back, and quarterback. How do you feel they've played so far in these four games?
Well, we'll start out, first of all, with the quarterback. I think he's improving. Maybe, you know, I think certainly this last game, you know, it was being at home and having some things go his way. But there were some errant balls that he threw, a couple miskeys. He knows he's got to get better. So I think he's improving, and we feel like he's got a real bright future. Now, with the freshman running backs, X did a great job in the game. I mean, he had a critical catch on fourth down, and that was a huge play. And it was not, you know, the ball wasn't particularly thrown well. I mean, he had to reach over and bend, and so that was a big, big play by X. And he did some good things in the running game, but I thought where he really did a great job was his pass protection. He's not very big, and he hung in there a couple times. Some guys, linebackers, came blitzing, and they tried to bull rush him, and you know, he dropped the anchor and did a good job. So we're pleased with him. We think Javon Bigelow's got a great future, you know, he was not available, and so I think the future looks bright at those two spots. Any other questions? Okay, thanks for showing up. Oh, yes. We got two guys online. Okay.
Coach, speaking of Tyler, I guess, just how impressed were you with the amount of hits that he had to take in that game and, you know, kind of still endured those hits as a young kid?
Well, we ran him a couple times, which we hadn't been doing much of. He did take a pretty big hit, you know, on the one interception. Outside of that, I thought we protected him well, but I think he's showing the ability to hang in the pocket, not have happy feet, and you know, chuck and duck. Earlier in the year, there was a couple times where I didn't think he was particularly patient, and he didn't want to hang in there and take a hit. Well, he's taken a hit now. He's taken a couple hits, but it wasn't like you know, he just got beat up. I mean, he's got a bounce in his step, so it was good that he didn't take a bunch of hits. But I think it's pretty good that he took some, and he took a licking, and he kept on ticking. Timex watch. These young people don't know anything about Timex watches. Yeah.
Some of us do.
Yeah, you still have the old man watch. I better shut up. I think the press conference is done. Okay, we're done.